Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Do you know where milk comes from? It all starts on a farm with excellent cow care. Dairy farmers are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about providing nutritious, wholesome milk. Learn more about day-to-day life on the farm at DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lether joins us now from Lether Commodities. And, Tom, take a look at our livestock futures. And, well, the cattle with another nice day yesterday at the finish, triple-digit highs. Hogs, though, still kind of suffering a little bit.
Yeah, Dave, our cattle market did see upside yesterday. And once again, second day in a row, we closed higher, and we traded in an orderly manner without a lot of wide swings one direction or the other. We also accomplished yesterday the October, December, and February live cattle futures trading at new record highs. Also, the cash cattle in the feed yard yesterday started trading at a new all-time record high also of $170. Now, this afternoon, we do have our monthly cattle on feed report coming out. The trade estimates on that cattle on feed report, on feed 99.7% of a year ago, placements 101.4%, and marketing 99.2% of a year ago. Now, yesterday we did see boxed beef prices down, choice $1.57 lower, selects down $1.53, movement of 184 loads, cattle kill yesterday estimated at 108,000 head, and for the sixth straight day, the cash feeder index went lower by $1.12 yesterday. Now, at the moment, December cattle are trading 22 cents higher. November feeders 15 higher. December lean hogs 67 cents lower.
We'll check the grains in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures when they closed yesterday, and the grains with a nice day, the wheat, corn, soybeans, all finishing positive yesterday.
Sure did. We saw some nice moves to the upside yesterday, but it was all led by the soybean complex. Soybean futures yesterday closed up 30 cents. We saw the weekly soybean export sales come in twice as large as expected, and the fund buying was around 10,000 contracts in the soybeans yesterday. So that was the main reason behind yesterday's upside. Now, today is expiration of November grain and soy options, and the trading overnight has been higher in the wheat, corn, and soybeans, and also very large trading volume. December KC wheat at the moment, 7.25 higher. December corn up 4.5. November soybeans, 8.25 higher. December cotton, 9 points higher. December crude oil, 91 cents lower. December dollar index, 10 cents lower. And December Dow Jones futures, 22 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning and hope you have a great weekend coming up. We're going to visit with you again on Monday. Look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.